To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Australia in a friendly. You'll be able to listen to that here on Sports Radio 610. Whatever a friendly
it sounded
is.
Great to me. I don't know.
You got to sell it, but I'm not going to lie to you. I have no freaking clue what a damn friendly is.
Dude, Reginald Atatula right now in the loop is screaming at the radio.
He's punching his radio.
I am expecting the group text to come any minute now about how dare we not know what a friendly is.
But I'm always good raw dog in the drive.
Sorry, Rich. You ain't going to be able to raw dog this friendly.
I ain't going to lie. I don't have an idea.
Whatever the hell that means.
Do you know what a friendly is?
I know that we friendly.
Yeah, there you go.
I know that we good.
I know damn straight, Tyler.
I'm good with T-Mill. I'm good with Sean Bajani.
Friendly.
Yeah, man.
Okay. This is why I just can't with soccer, bro.
It looks like everybody's having a great time, though, right? Like that sound that Tyler's back there making, it feels like a good time.
It is a good time.
It'd be good for us to commit some of the terms to memory. Bad job by us.
Till they start riding and the field's on fire and stuff.
So from Team USA friendlies against continents in a far, far away portion of the earth to meaningless preseason basketball, I do have the starting lineup for you tonight. The Rockets are doing the double big thing, according to Daniel Lerner, who's in New Orleans covering the team tonight for the Chronicle. Amen Thompson, Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Alperen Şengün, and Steven Adams, your starting five for the Houston Rockets.
I'm good with it. I like me some double big. Let's go.
Yeah, well, here's the only thing I want to see. I want to see more of what I saw the last time the Rockets played. Kevin Durant starting tonight. I want to see him, get 10, 12 minutes in the first half, sit, and then come back up. Do that up-down thing, get you about 5-7 minutes in the third quarter, and call it a night, big fella. Go ice your knees and get ready for the regular season.
I think this is also a good opportunity for, at least from a fan standpoint, for people who are intrigued by the double big lineup as perhaps being something that they consider as their starting lineup going forward. Like, you'll get a look at it and see what that looks like. And maybe even for the Rockets themselves, when you talk about a self-scout, the double big was something that they found during the season, late in the season. Yeah. And I don't think it's something that they anticipated being a part of their identity, and by the time we got to the end of the playoffs, it certainly was. And so let's see if they, by experimenting with this early, if they find something early on that they are able to latch onto.
Matchup by matchup basis, I would choose that versus like, hey, this is who we are, this is what we're rolling out with, for as much of 82 as we possibly can. Number one thing I'll be looking at is, let's look at Amen Thompson. You came on with us the last time the Rockets played, and you were talking about like some positives, negatives from Amen Thompson, running the point and things like that. And you were a little bit uncomfortable with his handle the last time out, right?
Yeah, and it's nitpicky because, of course, they won the game and Kevin Durant was amazing. And Amen Thompson, to his credit,
was
overall amazing. Yep. Like, he was impacted in a very Amen Thompson kind of way. was all over the stat sheet, was all over the court, right? Like offensively, defensively, he was getting to the rim. He had a corner three. That's another thing I want to see more of, not just from Amen Thompson, but from the Rockets in general. And they've talked about this, wanting to take more advantage of the corner three. They got
whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Got a perfect candidate for that in Jabari Smith Jr. As a way to utilize him. But if there was one thing about Amen Thompson's game that I do want to see tighten up, given how much they're going to rely on him, how much he's going to have the basketball in his hand, mm-hmm. how much decision making he's going to be doing, it's to tighten up that handle just a little bit. Now, he only had one turnover in that game that we're talking about.
Yeah.
He had four in the preseason opener. Mm-hmm. But there are times when I would say both his ball handling and then the team overall, their passing was a little bit lackadaisical, which you could attribute to the preseason just as you could attribute their overall team defense being a bit lackadaisical. You could attribute that to the preseason and them just kind of getting their feet wet and getting their legs under them and all of that kind of stuff. But I do want to see some of that tighten up before, by the time we watch them debut against the Oklahoma City Thunder a week from now.
Yeah, well, you got a preseason game tonight and then one more in a couple of days, and then it's game on 1 week from tonight. Regular season begins. By the way, you mentioned preseason. According to a texter from the 346, a friendly in soccer is basically a preseason game. It's just to get live experience. That was from Axe. Appreciate you, Axe.
I knew that.
All right. Well, I learned something today. Yeah. So there's that. Oh, also, shout out to Nick Casario. Not just a friend of Payne and Pendergast, who comes on pretty regularly with those guys and sometimes even in studio. But he texts the drive, I think, during the break. You know, in reference to our Texan conversation last segment and, you know, what lies ahead of them for the Texans in their path to the playoffs. He says, dude, our focus is on Seattle now, period. I have to believe that's got to be from Nick. I mean,
excuse us for daring to have a conversation.
I mean, it's either Nick, Cal, or Hannah.
You guys, 6'10 to talk about on the radio.
Pendergast and Payne. So appreciate you, Nick, for listening, man. Or Cal or Hannah. Thank you very, very much. All right. Time now for T-Mill's best bets. T-Mill, you got a little soccer action tonight? You got some friendly action for us?
Or, hell no.
How you rolling?
I do not know much about two of the sports, and that would be the old soccer and the old ice hockey. Won't ever be guiding you to bets there. But I do have four more best bets for you tonight on a Tuesday in this NLCS game tonight between the Dodgers and Brewers. And we're 15 for our last 16. I'm not even going to hoop and holler about it. I'm just kicking ass, and if you want money in your pocket, you need to tell these picks. Here are your four best bets in NLCS action tonight. Dodgers and Brewers in Milwaukee. First bet, I'm on the over in the first five innings. Over 3.5 runs, I believe, will be scored in the first five innings of this game tonight.
Ooh.
Next, same number, different bet. I'm on over 3.5 runs, but just for the Brewers squad, just for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight with the bats in their hands, over 3.5 runs for Milwaukee against the Dodgers tonight. Then I got the Brewers plus one. They are not favored in this matchup. I got plus one at great odds, minus 130. And then lastly, your fourth best bet is a player prop. It is the guy starting on the mound for the Milwaukee Brewers, Freddy Peralta. I'm on over 14.5 pitching outs for him tonight. He's got to get 15 outs, and that puts money in your pocket. And if it goes like it's been going with these best bets, that's going to happen. So those are your four best bets, boys. Do you love any of them?
I do not love the over 3.5 in the first five innings. I do not love the over 3.5 for the Brewers alone.
Yeah, I'm with you on those. I don't.
Well,
here's the reason why.
Damn it.
Peralta's out sounds pretty good, but the other two are.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto for the Dodgers. He's given up a total of 3 earned runs his last 1, 2, 3, 4 outings.
Which is why tonight he will give up more.
Prior to that, he gave up 1 earned run in 7 innings, 1 earned run in 8 2/3, 1 earned run in 7 innings, 2 earned runs in 6 innings, 3 earned runs in 7 innings. That's a...
Law of averages, son.
I'm just saying, that's a bold...
And some other research I've done that's secret, but... If you don't want the money, Bajani, that's fun. That's fun.
If we want the secret, call 1-888.
Hey, look, I'm
T-Mills Best Bets.
I'm rooting for 1-888 T-Mills Best Bets. I'm rooting for everybody that tags along on T-Mills Best Bets. I'm rooting for all of your pocketbooks, man. I truly am. And I'm rooting against the Dodgers in all ways.
Hell yeah.
But I do see this being a little bit similar to the game that we just watched previously, being a little bit of a struggle in terms of run production. So, yeah. I mean, but between,
I won a lot of money on that game, too.
Between Yamamoto and Peralta, those are two really good pitchers out there for both the Dodgers and the Brewers. So, I got a tough time seeing that one, but I'll be rooting the whole way.
Let's see what happens.
I like your Brewers plus one. I like your Brewers plus one.
Yeah, I even thought about 1.5, but I didn't like the odds. They were too much in the wrong direction.
You've got Peralta with 15 outs, so basically going 5. Is that right?
You
got,
yes. So yeah. Yeah, that would be getting through 5 complete innings. Yeah.
Yeah, that to me is the safest bet. The other two are pretty bold, though. That's T-Mill putting them on the table, baby.
When he's hot, he's hot. Sometimes you feel it in the Nuggets, and T-Mill's feeling it in the Nuggets tonight.
If you're me, you're feeling your Nuggets every day.
Hey,
let's go.
All right. I will not be here tomorrow during this time slot, but you, sir, will be, I believe.
Tomorrow?
Is that Wednesday?
So. Yeah. I don't think so, actually.
Tomorrow is young Luke, I think.
Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Definitely Luke. Luke holding it down.
No, you've
been holding
Thursday.
Down the morning show, too, so been doing a great job. I'm back Thursday.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Tomorrow, do I work? Yeah, I think so.
Just listen to the damn show, people. Listen to the damn show.
It's more for
show.
Me than it is for you. I'm trying to get my schedule straight.
The drive. Start off with Pain and Pendergast. Listen to In the Loop. Check out The Drive. Check out Area 45. Texans All Access. All of that, man.
We will have the great Cecil Shorts with us tomorrow at 2:40 p.m. right here on this program.
Let's go. Listen to soccer tonight.
Tap
Don't
in.
Miss it. All right. Have a great night, everybody. Oh, it's a catch. No, it's not a catch. And then the throw. He's safe. No, he's out. But
talking to the media nerd
well,
over
somebody
here.
Somebody stop Look that out, man.
The one thing I like as much as sports.
I wanted to talk Rockets, but we could do that a little bit later on.
And the cat is elusive, kind of like Barkley and Elliott, but he didn't know where to go. Look, they're trying to corner him, and they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands.
The guy is drunk.
Thank you, Tyler Milner.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.